This is Up the Road, dedicated to sustaining the Northern California story. I'm Kim Weir. Today we head up the road to visit Charlie Brown, Snoopy, Woodstock, and all the rest of the Peanuts gang at Santa Rosa's contemporary Charles M. Schulz Museum. This amazing collection commemorates the life and work of cartoonist Charles Monroe Sparky Schulz, a longtime low-key Santa Rosa resident until his death in 2000. Despite his quiet, very local life, Schulz was internationally celebrated, more widely syndicated than any other cartoonist, and the only newspaper comic artist ever honored with a retrospective show at the Louvre. Cartoonish ideas aside, this is no Disneyland. The stunning 2,700-square-foot building features graceful, spacious galleries. The emphasis here is on the art, plus classroom space, a research center, and a 100-seat auditorium. Permanent exhibits include the 1951 Charles M. Schulz wall mural, including early versions of Snoopy and Charlie Brown from the family's one-time residence in Colorado Springs. A fascinating look at how the Peanuts gang got its start. Also astonishing is the tile mural by Japanese artist Yoshiteru Otani, a massive image of Lucy, Charlie Brown's foil, holding the famous football, made from 3,588 comic strips, and Otani's huge morphing Snoopy sculpture, in which Sparky's dog Spike ultimately becomes Snoopy. Fellow geezers, remember Christo's running fence, those miles and miles of environmental art that wrapped the Sonoma and Marin County coastlines in international notoriety in the late 1970s? At the time, Sparky Schulz celebrated the artist's accomplishment in one of his comic strips with an artistically wrapped Snoopy's Doghouse. In late 2003, Christo returned the honor by installing his permanent wrapped Snoopy house in the museum's main gallery, which also displays many original Peanuts comic strips. And if you've ever looked at your own sad sack holiday tree and called it Charlie Brown's Christmas tree, you'll be thrilled to see CB's original, also included in the museum collection. The current special exhibit, continuing into September, It Was a Dark and Stormy Night, depicts Snoopy as world-famous author, writing up a storm on his typewriter atop his doghouse, burying that infamous opening line still deeper. In front of the museum is the whimsical Snoopy Labyrinth, shaped like Snoopy's head, where you can wander the path to pursue peace and enlightenment. One of the best things to do while poking around California museums is shop, and I say that as an inveterate non-shopper. As you might imagine, the museum store here is a dandy, selling everything from Joe Cool eyeglass cleaner, Beagle Scout bucket caps, and Mona Lucy fridge magnets, to plush Snoopy's football-shaped mints, keychains, and t-shirts. Not to mention books, journals, sketchbooks, posters, and stationery. While it's true that product sales from Schulz's creative empire have made him a very rich, deceased celebrity, behind only Elvis Presley, some say, it's also true that Peanuts purchases help keep the museum and its programs going. Always a good reason to buy mementos and gifts in museum shops. There's more Peanuts-related amusement in the immediate neighborhood. If you're pretty slick on skates, take a few spins at the Redwood Empire Ice Arena, aka Snoopy's Home Ice, an impressive local skate and hockey palace complete with Warm Puppy Coffee Shop. Until next time, this is Kim Weir for Up the Road and North State Public Radio, reminding you on behalf of Charlie Brown that in the Book of Life, the answers aren't in the back.